Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast, and we're continuing our PAX West 2019 coverage with an interview with Greg Wilczek, the brand manager of the Blair Witch game at Bloober Team. So give it a listen and let me know what you think.
Yeah, so hi, my name is Grzegorz Wilczek, also Greg, it's fine. I'm the brand manager for Blair Witch, and I work at Bloober, and yeah, I have the pleasure on behalf of our dev team to present Blair Witch to the public at PAX.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, kind of just my first question was, are you and are a lot of people who worked on the game fans of, you know, the property?
Like, yeah, of course. We really liked the stuff that Lionsgate did with the IP. And they also liked our games, especially Layers of Fear, the first part. So we met, and 2 years later, we are now premiering at PAX. So yeah. Awesome.
So how is it working within an existing IP, right? Because Layers of Fear was y'all's, and I know moving into a world that has, you know, continuity and lore already, were there any challenges or?
Yeah, sure. Basically, we really wanted to achieve two things. First off, we really wanted to be this our full-fledged Blair Witch game. And second of all, we really wanted for our fans, it still should be our Bloober Team game, pretty much. So we took the lore from Blair Witch, but basically that's all. Story-wise, it's all Bloober Team. So yeah, we really had the freedom to have a go and do something that we are doing really great. I mean, the devs back in Krakow, but combined with a iconic and really awesome IP Blair Witch, pretty much.
So what do you think is probably, because I mean, when I saw the trailer debut at E3, I was like, this is the perfect blend. Bloober Team, psychological horror, and Blair Witch, the people who started found footage and lived in the, it's not what you see, it's the tension that's building and everything. So like, what do you think, whether it's the community aspect or even just y'all's expansive knowledge of horror, what do you think made it a perfect match for y'all?
Our previous games, like Layers of Fear, for sure, it's quite similar to Blair Witch. I mean, while playing Layers of Fear, you are trapped in a mansion without an exit, basically. And it's in that way, it's similar to the Blair Witch universe. I mean, you are trapped in the forest, and whatever you do, you are basically trying to escape, and but the forest is basically wrapping and looping around you, like the house in Layers of Fear. But we also experimented and added new things, like the canine named Bullet. He's pretty much your only friend in this journey, and so this is something new, and also something new that we also added not to the IP, because like I said, our game is not connected to any movie of the franchise. It's only based in the lore, in the cinematic lore of Blair Witch, but still we added new things, and we are really grateful for the freedom to do so, like the enemies, like the tree walkers. So fighting off enemies, it's really something that didn't exist before in any movie, and Blair Witch movie. Yeah? So we had really lots of freedom to really do what we do the best. So so basically terrify people.
Yeah, I mean, I will say when I played the demo on the floor the first time I saw the tree walker, I jumped back and I was like, oh, I didn't expect that, because it sits and it waits, and Bullet is barking at it, and you know, and you just don't know when it's going to move, and then it moves, it's like, oh God. And then you just start shining your light and you can't find it. There's,
Okay, so you said that, obviously this is not like connected with any of the movies or anything. So like, I'm kind of familiar with the lore, but do you need to be familiar with the lore for the game to thing? Or does it help? Or does it?
Yeah, for fans of the lore, they will find all of it around the game. I mean, in the small prints on the walls, all the totems, and also the notes and the found footage that you are finding, notes telling you about the witch, basically. So it's there. And for a true Blair Witch fan that knows the lore, it's basically a dream come true, I hope.
Yes.
But it's not needed to have a great experience, yeah, because we are still doing the great job of scaring people without the small things.
And when it comes to horror, what elements in Blair Witch did you really focus on highlighting, right? Because we y'all use a lot of different ways to scare people, but what were some of the key ones?
I would say for sure Blair Witch as an IP. So things like a man standing in a corner.
First time I picked up that Polaroid, I was like, that's not a good sign. Yeah. I don't want to be in this cabin right now.
Yeah. It's also a horror, a psychological horror. So entering a basement, for example, in the famous house, it's also iconic and really terrifying. We have also a few jump scares, but it's pretty much first and foremost a psychological horror. So we are really not only showing you things, but also whispering you some things in the headphones. So it's really important to play this game with headphones on. But yeah, other than that, there are certain things like also it's really important. The game at its core is also tracking your, not even your choices, but even your reactions to the things that are basically on the screen. Oh, wow. And it will and it has impact on the story of the game. So there are certain things that certain players will find, and it will have an impact on the things that they will see and hear and do in the game. Even our demo here, spoiler alert, has two endings on packs. So there is definitely some replayability. I mean, you can finish the game several times, and I'm pretty sure on every playthrough you will find new and interesting things, and also things that will basically terrify you.
And I will say, one of the things that I really like, one, I'm a dog person, so I think you saw me call him over to see me pet the dog, because I was very happy that I could pet the dog in Blair Witch.
Yeah, we have several animations of petting the dog, so
The belly rub is my favorite.
It's the best.
But there was also something that I really admire about adding the dog, because it wasn't just about adding the dog, there's another layer of fear that I had, because I wasn't just scared for myself. I kept telling Bullet to come back to me, because I was like, no, please don't wander off. I need to protect you.
And it's important. I mean the things that you are doing with Bullet and how are you basically treating the dog also has a really it is really a key element to the game also. Struggled to do this right, and our devs are really the best, and they managed to pull this off. And Bullet is really your friend in the game. Yeah. It's your only pal, basically your only hope. And when the witch is trying to break you, she's inside your head and showing you things, terrible things. Bullet is the one the one thing that can pull you off from the nightmare, and so we really tried to to emphasize the relation between the dog and the main character Alice, and as such the player.
And there, so one of the things that was my first big question, like when I saw the trailer and I saw the team kind of talk about it, and I was like, okay, so the dog will guide you through a lot of pieces. Yeah. How did you all manage having Bullet there to build that relationship, but also balancing his ability to search things out without making, making it too easy? Does that make sense? Because sometimes when guides get put into games, it's just super streamlined and you lose a lot of that, the things that people love Blue Team for, right? Yeah. You know, the puzzles and the like, oh my God, I need to get done with this, right? Yeah. How did y'all manage that?
The answer is quite simple. The key element here is the player. The way that you are treating Bullet could have an effect on his behavior. So if you are a good dog owner, so to say, Bullet will be the entire way with you. But you can pet him, but you also can scream at him, or there are also other things that are in the game that will have an effect on the relationship between you and the dog. No spoilers.
Yeah.
But really, the my answer pretty much will be the player. It all depends from the player. And the dog, he has also our own AI system. So it's not only a compass in the game. He also is tracking all the things that you are doing, and he also changes the way that he will approach you through the game, and it's all really connected.
So pet him if he's a good boy. One of the other things that was also really intriguing, and I the first time I got to pick up a tape in the demo, there you get that Blair Witch feel. So what was the idea of adding, why add in the found footage, and why add that into the camcorder as another layer of helping, because it's, at least for me, it was one of those things that, like, one, it was like watching like a mini scary movie. But also it was like, okay, if I watch this real hard and I rewind and I replay, maybe it's gonna help me. Like, what was the thought process of putting that into there?
First of all, Blair Witch was a found footage movie, so having a video tape recorder, a camcorder in the game was quite obvious from the start. But we don't want to do our games that are really flat, having the camcorder only to have a camcorder, because the movie had a camcorder, wasn't a reason enough. So we added a little depth to it. I mean, it's story-wise, it's important because you are finding found footages through the game, and you are watching those found footages on your video tape recorder, on your camcorder. So you are also basically in that way exploring the story and all the storylines that are in the game. But also gameplay-wise, you can, for example, like in our demo here at PAX, change the surrounding environment with the recording. So we added basically many layers to the camcorder just to, like I said, gameplay wise make it a really fun experience, but also having it still being really strong connected to the brand and to the IP.
Awesome. I mean, I feel like you've answered everything that I had. The other thing is, like, I want to ask more questions, but I'm also going to go home from PAX and play Blair Witch. So I'm like, I can't ask too many.
I really tried to not spoil the game for you. So
it's been great. And having y'all here, having y'all's presence here, and getting to see the game and seeing people's reaction.
I'm pretty sure that I mean, I saw that people are screaming. So it works. So it's gratifying to see them scream. The one thing that I'm really that I really miss here are the devs. Not all of them could be here. So this is a pity that they don't see real players playing the game and loving the game. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that all of us that are here will, we are taking lots of photos and seeing all the love. So we'll definitely tell them all about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and talking with me about this. I'm even more excited to go home and play it. Tell everybody where they can find, where they can get Blair Witch, how they can keep up with Bloober Team.
It's out right now on Steam, and it's also available on Xbox.
Awesome. And where can everybody, if they want to keep up with Bloober Team updates, where can they find all that?
The best way would be to follow us on Facebook. It's Bloober, it's Blair Witch Game, also on Twitter, our Steam page. We are trying to post all the updates and all the patches, all the things that are still being done around the game there. So,
awesome. Cool. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.